in any area though, he's not lucky enough to get a new garment. The daughter as well. The young she can connect with the youth mitzvah. Af al pi shalom nahu lasot la mitzvah. Yishai mitzvah. Even though there doesn't seem to be a custom to make those two. In Kozeh, tiyah smicha otoyim. She should rejoice on that day. Kertel bosh b'te Shabbat. She should get dressed up in her Shabbos clothes. V'yem yinesh le'er yadad l'bash v'le chadash. And if she has the power, she had the wealth, she should get herself a new garment. Right? V'yesh no'adim l'asot b'chol shana v'shana et yom ha'leda l'yoto. They make every day the first day of the yoto. With simen yafeo, because it's a good thing, because in many real sense, the sudat shana kol doya, I broke shana, made it through another year. I know that people don't think of birthday parties that way. But if you do think of it that way, you think of it as a birthday party, not just marking passing time, but as a sudat shana kol doya, the chen no agim the midrash says, that's what it says. We make birthday parties every year. That's the custom. That's a very common custom. I haven't found it. What? I'm not saying it. No. It's a very common custom. In Europe. I remember a lot of people do it. I haven't found it. I'm just telling you. I admit, Shechiyana was written. Malba Shalom was written. She was doing a lot of things. I haven't studied it. In any case, let me ask a question. How did the Ben Ishtar feel about the Suda from there? What does he say? There's no question. She should be happy.
Well, she should be happy.
But what is that in terms of Suda? Like, let's read it again. The government, Yom Chitaga Neva, it's an Ava Pisha, no, 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 no. So why is he not making a Suda? Because they didn't do it. Anything against it?
No.
In fact, very many people cite him as one of the positive sources. He didn't say it's us, sir. On the contrary, he said they didn't do it, so they don't do it. But he's obviously in support of her being happy and getting on the garment just the way, and he says it's Kisala as well. So he's, by the way, he's cited by later posting as a source of faith in making this today. He doesn't, it's interesting. You have to read the nuance of how he presents it. Okay, people didn't do it. Okay, turn the page. Now, last week we read the Sridi H. Selection from the Sridi H, and we did it very quickly. Small print, huh? Get yourself one of these ones. Let me explain to you why I'm reading this Sridi. And why I'd like to spend time. You know what I need? You said it, I need it. Multifocal buttons. My nose stopped getting warm enough. This tshuva of the Sridi H is probably one of the most important, the pivotal tshuva on the whole question of innovation. Because I mean, any innovation, just think about what the attack on Bat Mitzvah was. The Goyim came up with a brilliant idea, like a wonderful educational idea. But because they do it, we just can't do it. That's what the attack was. It's Chukot HaGoyim, because the Goyim are doing it. Now, the only possible defense that we can be given, and which is what the Sridi H will do, says it depends why you copy the innovation. If you copy the innovation because it's a good idea, it's a solid educational technique, just this one simple argument to innovation, all right. I'm not doing it to copy the Goyim. I'm doing it because it's a good idea. What is Mechukotei Amnotei Leichukotei? I'm doing it because I want to do it like them. But I want to be like them. But if I'm doing it because that's the way, if you know, if great, well, I don't know what to say. If doctors in Christian Catholic hospitals wear white garments, right? Wear white garments. Can I not wear white garments? The answer is, of course I can wear white garments. Wear garments is because it's very good. It shows up all dirt. It's very easy to clean and all, et cetera, et cetera. That, and therefore, of course you can do it. Depends what your motivation is. Let's now read in this tshuva. Actually, we're not going to read. It's a very, very long tshuva. We're actually only going to read 2 pages from that tshuva. Four columns. V'yachshav. Okay, Amud Reish Tzadi, where it says Amud Reish Tzadi. The question starts off. Okay, it starts off from the very top of the page. Look at it. It says, B'dvar she'lato. Asher im mutar l'chol chedgat bat mitzvah v'im yesh b'zeh mishum b'chukotem l'itelecho. Okay? So he says, הנה יש פיסו הליכה בחוקות הגויים מחלוק ראשון וזו נדלי לא, מחלוק ראשון, אבל how you define חוקות הגויים, I don't get into that. But let's read now what he talks about on this side. ועכשיו, נראה בנידון בידה, in our case, אם מותר לחוק חגיגה בת מצווה, ויש שרוצים לאסור משום ובחוקותיהם, לא תדעי, קוראים לסביב שוב הסכנה, לא? ולאני ידעתי תלוי בזה, depends. שבאם נאמר שהקונפורמציון, the confirmation, של העקום הוא לשם עבוד הזרה, is part of the worshiping of the עבוד הזרה, יש לסור משום בחוקותיהם בכל דבר. Then the בחוקותיהם, שבי עושה לב בחוקותיהם, אז שלפי זה היה לנו לסור גם חגיגת בית. And how can we be part? שהרי אצלם עושים קונפורמציון גם לספרים. והיה לנו לאסור גם את התפילה. שהרי גם הם יכולים. אלא שבזה לא שייך שיש בו משום עבודה זרה. But you're going to say, well, there can't possibly be that one deserved because we do it in a Jewish way, we don't do it in a Goyish way. Ela she'osim kein chagigat simchatam, right? Ela, so what must be the answer? She'osim kein chagigat simchatam, the regal b'gutam shalabonei. They have a rite of passage or a celebration when the kid becomes mature, which is around the age of puberty, 12, 13. The gamma reform in me'ameinu, reform, they don't do it because they want to be similar to the Christians. They want to celebrate kids attaining puberty, entering adulthood. And if you ask the people, let's do the bat mitzvah, not the orthodox, they'll say, shem osim ken kedei lechazek b'lev habat. They want to strengthen the heart of the daughter, she can and it's good. Regish ahava liyadim, it's okay. A feeling towards Judaism that's grown in this world. Ulorev dar regish ha-go'on aliyahaduta, to raise up a feeling of pride about her Judaism. Valiyata bat la'am gadol v'kadosh, that she's a member of a great and holy nation. V'lo ichpat lanu ma shegam ha-goyim chagigat ha-confirmation. We don't care that the goyim are doing confirmation. Bein Labanim, Bein Labanot. Happy to do it, but I know what they've done. They're doing what they do, we do what we do. The fact that it comes out at the same time, the fact that the reason to celebrate maturity, that's wonderful, it's a good idea. They're doing what we do. What does that make a difference? Hey, with Pauline, the Kohen, the Knesset Shalem. They bow down and pray in their churches. But not the Kohen, the Shkhavim, the Mokin, the Fimelech, Mokin, the Mokin. I mean, the fact that we do similar things doesn't make it B'chukotayim. B'chukotayim means I'm doing it to mimic the goyim. First he's fighting off why not to do it. And then I'll give you reasons why to do it. First he's fighting off the B'chukotayim. Let him fight off the B'chukotayim. Okay. let's continue. ובשל התשובות הריבש סימן קופנן חד, כתב על המנהג שהולכים כל בוקר מזיין ימי הבילות על הכפרות. There was this custom in certain Arab countries that every morning of the Avelut, this is very strange because you're not supposed to leave the house during Avelut, but here they would leave the house to go to the Beit HaKfarot. So it's because the part of the reason for leaving the house is there should be Hesach HaDaat. They shouldn't be distracted from the Avelut, you know, mixed with people. But here they're not going to mix with people, they're going to this Beit HaKfarot. Similarly, for instance, people who can't get an Indian together, they can go out of the house and go to shul. Because the purpose is not Hesach HaDaat, it's not removing them from the Avelut, but essentially the fulfillment of the Avelut so they can go to Minyan. Right? Try again. The Bishalut HaTshuvot of Rivash. The Rivash was at the very, very end of the Shonen period, at the very beginning of the Achronen period, somewhere in the very early 1500s. Okay? So what is Rivash for? Ketab ala minag shaholchim kol boker mizayin yamei avelut al hakpa. They used to go each of the 7 days to the Beit HaKfarot. V'lakhu ze ha minag neshmerim. In some way they copied what the Yishmeilim did. She'ein meze iso meshuva b'chuk b'tev. Rivash says there's not a proper problem b'chuk b'tev not to let go. V'mek neshe osim ken yishmerim, because yishmerim also do it. Ein ze chukah. It's not because it's a Muslim or half rabbits that it should therefore should be us for Shumakotayan. How do I know that? Kidalin and the Parakama Davodazar. Because it's the more rights of Davodazar. Shosofin Adam Badafin, the Ain Mishum Dakimori. The Gemara there says that when it comes to kings, they used to have the custom, they used to build a tremendous pyre. And they used to build the pyre in honor of the dead kings. It's called Sofima Adlach. Okay, so the Gemara says there that that's not considered Darkei Mori, even though the Romans would do that, and the Greeks would do that, in honor of their dead generals and other heads of state. Mufaresh Atam, Dasfefa Lav Fukai Ela Hashivutam. They don't do it because it's a form of worship. They do it because it shows the importance of the individual. Okay, this was a sign of the importance of the individual. V'afa pishe gama akam osim ken, even though the non-Jews or the idolaters do it as well, lo nesar mishum darki amori. Right? She'im banu lomar ken, if we come to say everything they do, we can't do, nesar hespeit, says the Rivash. We have to forbid giving hespeitim. Burying people, right? Because they do it. Now continues the Rivash. Now it's interesting. The Sri Asian quotes it because you'll see why how he uses it. Now this is the end of the tshuva, and here the Rivash chastises a student who asked him this question. Watch how he chastises. Not to change their customs. With dvarim ke'ilu, in matters like this, in timtzela amod imbahem b'shalom. You want to continue your shtela as rabbi of this community. Don't go around changing every custom that you have your questions about. It says you won't be able to stay there as rabbi. V'od, shalom yikablu zeh mishumadah. They're not going to go about and start changing customs that they've had for a long time because you're now their new rabbi. Even if it's something they've been doing this for generations, even if it's something which is forbidden, kol she'en mit kaplin, amuzav, and something that's forbidden. Now this is a very interesting line. Kol she'en mit kaplin, if you know that people are doing this, and you know they won't listen to you. Okay? Amru Chazal said, mutav she'yushokin v'ayum mitzvah. It's better to let them go as shokin and not be kazigo. Now, this is not a trivial principle. It's a super righto, it's a super bona, it's worth a shiur of itself. When the rabbi comes down in the silence, there's a group that's called the Orthodox Forum. It's a think tank of the leading intellectuals in the States. And yet together, it's run by the Jewish industry, not an Orthodox Forum. And they could get a lecture on all sorts of topics. One day, you can do it. You started it this year. And I was invited to attend this festival in Europe as well. And one of the, there's a whole discussion of dealing with Latino exchange rate. And one of the lectures in that session dealt with how does a rabbi respond in situations that are quite problematic. And he knows it's not a problem. Community, whether how to use a silence, how to use a shout, whether it's silent, it's very different. But I call that the lecture. I didn't know what that had to do with too much Shemesh, but I realized that that was Rav Shemesh. He knows it's not a Rav, that's how it got. In any case, a question of what a Rav says, do you go around telling people not to do certain things, where you know they're not going to listen, is that the right approach? I mean, if you know they're going to listen, you really don't have to push them, to educate them. But if you know they're not going to change their custom, what do you do in order to...
This is a story that happened that Rav Kirkwall and one of his friends was back in the middle of the year. It was Shabbat. He was walking down the hall.
Destroyed and we wanted God's presence in a sense, in the intimate sense, not the because the Muslims are doing it and the Christians are doing it. The blame we're doing on them, because the Jews don't really know. The healing doesn't come from these things. In the Beit HaMikdash. Although there are Gemaras that talk about it. There's a story about Gideon. The Chassak learned from that. The point is that Jews are not to be affected from Neil. I'm sure, I don't know, that when I was a kid, every time I would get on my knees, my parents said, Jews don't get on my knees. It was the couch, I had to get on my knees. So I would always get on my stomach rather than my knees, there was something about Jews not being prone to kneeling. And that was a chumrah because of the reserve, but it wasn't us, like us. Kneeling is Jewish. All right, let's continue. Yesh tonim neged ahetesh al chedidat bat mitzvah, mishum shum neged min hanet dorot ha-kodim. And now this is the argument that hasn't been done. This is against Roman Judaism. It's against the custom. Shelo nadu min hazeh, they didn't do this minhag. The fact that it's an innovation, it wasn't done in previous years, is not a claim. This is one of the quotes that we read last week. She called Echad Yisrael, I am Malay Torah, we got Shemayim. The Gamma Avir, the Choril, the Ilmi Yisrael, I am Malay, Umla, the Reach, the Ruach, Hayadu. Yet the spirit in the street, in the home. And people learn things by absorption, by us. But simply, you absorbed it. V'abanot shegadlu b'beit Yisrael shafu et ruach ha-yahadut v'kirban be'efes ma'aseh. Almost without any effort. You know what it meant to be a Jew. Efes ma'aseh. V'kimat she'enku et yahadut m'shteh v'kirban. It's almost like they got it with the mother's mouth. Aval achshav mishtanu ha-torot. Shinui atzum. But nowadays, there's been a dramatic change in the generations. Hashpa'at ha-rechol okeret melei kol nar v'narak kol zik shal yadu. The street, the secular street, the nar in the street, uproots the feeling for Judaism from every Jew. V'banot l'chankot v'batei sefer nachrim, or v'batei sefer chanim, and the girls get educated in schools of non-Jews and schools of the secular. Now that's what was going on. They didn't have an educational system. I mean, why does Beis Yaakov set up? We talked about it. Beis Yaakov said because the boys went to yeshiva. Well, where did the girls go? So the girls stayed home, but we were moving into more liberated society. The girls were getting educated. There was no Jewish institution, so they sent them to the public schools. And in the public schools, they learned public school values. They learned the Goyish values. They were learning arts and languages and history and philosophy and non-Jewish values. It was creating tremendous problems of assimilation and intermarriage. He passed away in the 1950s. Right? He's late 1950s. He's the moniker. Right. She'enam shokdim, then in these schools, enam shokdim lashrish b'lev tamidehen, they're not worried about putting into the hearts of their students אהבה לתורה, ישראל, ולמנהגי קודש של היהדות השלמה. They're not getting a good Jewish education to instill with them love for Judaism. עכשיו מותר עלינו לרכז כל תוכנתנו. Now we have the obligation to concentrate all our forces בחינוכן של הבנות, in our education of our daughters. והרי זה דבר מכאיב לב. It causes tremendous pain. שבחינוך הכללי, when it comes to secular general education, לימוד ספור וספרות חילוני, languages and secular literature, ומדעי הטבע and the sciences, והרוח and the humanities, דואגים לבנות כמו לבנים, the girls get an outstanding education, just like the boys. ואילו בחינוך הדתי, when it comes to religious education, לימוד תנ"ך, ספרות המוסר של חז"ל, תנ"ך, and the ethics, וחינוך למצוות מעשיות, and teach you how to do מצוות, שנשים כאלה, the women are obligated, מזניחים בגלל זה, we don't have to pray. ואשרינו, lucky are we, to our luck, עמדו גדול ישראל בדור הקודם, in the previous generation, he's referring to that period, in the beginning of the 1900s, על הכלכלה הזאת, about they worried about this this thing that went wrong. ותקנו מוסדות של תורה וחיזוק דתי בעדינות. established institutions of learning for the doors. הקמת רשת גדולה מקיפה של בית יעקב היא הפגנה הנהדרת ביותר של תורה. The establishment of the Beit Yaakov is one of the greatest demonstrations, I don't know how to pronounce, acts of our generation. ושירת היגיון הישר וחובת עיקרון הפדגוגים לחייב כמעט, and straight logic and educational principles require כמעט, it almost require לחוד גם לבעת את הגתן הפיובון לצלחי. So good. Part of the whole process that's occurring in the 1900s, we realized the importance of educating the daughter. Bat mitzvah is part of that, but that thing as well. ואפליה זו שעושים בין הבנים והבנות, any discrimination between boys and girls in this matter, בנוגע לפגיעת הבגרות, celebrating and reaching majority, פוגעת קשה ברגש הנשי של הבת הבוגרת. It's hard at her sensitivities of the maturing daughter, אשר בשטחים אחרים כבר זיכו בזכיון המנציפציה. In all other areas, she's attained emancipation. Okay, so let's summarize. The first argument that he used was to compare. He says that the motivation is holy, there's no problem. Because you're doing it because it's right, not because you're copying it. As far as an innovation is concerned, it wasn't done because there was no need. Okay, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more next week. There's a concept called, there's a fundamental issue. Lo ra'inu raya, or lo ra'inu eino raya. Something wasn't done. Does that prove that you shouldn't do it? There's a minhag not to do it? Or is it only proof that there was no minhag to do it? Absence of an action. Is it there's no minhag to do it, or there's a minhag not to do it? Now, he's arguing the fact that there was no bat mitzvah wasn't as they sat there and they said, nope, we're not going to do bat mitzvah. It's wrong. Since there was no, they didn't do it because they didn't need to do it. The girl, they argued in more sociological term, they would say, look, the boy becomes bar mitzvah, he gets an aliyah, he davens for the yama, there's all sorts of publishment. They made a big to do because things are going on in the community to celebrate. But a girl becomes bar mitzvah, very little goes on in the communal sort of fashion. A girl's role is generally in Judaism is a more tsanua, backseat role. Okay? So therefore the community didn't feel the need or the necessity to celebrate or the opportunity to celebrate the reaching majority. Okay? Because there was no need to demonstrate. But now he says in our generation we realize that we have to educate our daughters to get a proper degree. This is part of the educational process. This innovation is called for by the needs of the time. ואף שנותן אני להעתיק חגיגת בת מצווה. מכל מקום מסכים אני לדעת הגול במשה פיינשטיין, בספרו לגבי משה רבי. I agree with her, משה פיינשטיין, שאין לך כל חגיגה זו בבית הרשימה מסוימת. ואף לא בלילה, אף שאין שם אנשים. And even at night, but they're not people, they're a minimum. כי אם בבית פרטי או פעולה מסוימת, do it at home, or in the Kiddush room, or in the catering hall. ובתנאי שרד ידרוש בפני הבת הבוגרת דרשה מעריפה והסביבה להיות שומר מהיום והלאה, המצוות והעיקריות ודברים שבינה למקום. Provided that the rug also gives a drush, the teacher, the fundamental things that she has to do between herself and her God, which is included in the prefaces, כשרות, שבת, המשפחה, כמקש הום, שבת, הטיפול בחינוך הבנים educating their children, וחובת העידה וחיזוק לבעל בלימוד התורה to encourage her husband to learn Torah, ובשמירת המצוות, כמצוות, והייתה שקודה לתת עיניה באיש שאיתה חכם בישראל, to make sure that she tries to marry somebody from חכם and fears heaven, וכל הדברים האלו הם תמים גדולים, להתיר חגיגה זו, אפילו לפי שיטת הדבר, שהוא מחמיר מאוד, you know, all these reasons that I've given, right, to educate the daughter, I was moving to the positive, even according to the girl, who's very strict about the Pukutan, he would agree to that these positive reasons we should be doing. Now, in the next paragraph, he attacks the result. The Zhotin, who was the chief rabbi of Jerusalem, protested against the custom that they know of in army burials, they fire shots into them. He said, you compare. He talked about the Zhotin. Said, and Shura fires, he said, the Goyim are doing the Kukutay. So he distributed. You already know what his answer is. They shoot out the shots not because the goyim should have shot. They should have shot because that's a sign of kavod. That's a sign of respect. Should have shot. And therefore, that's not a problem. As far as flowers are concerned, people don't do that. We're glad you say goes into discussing that thing again. I remember when I first came to Israel, I found it very, very strange. First of all, people don't put flowers because that's a Christian obligation to put flowers. Goyim do it. But not, so the result is, so that's observed, that's what the Valdenberg challenges him. He says, because the Goyim do it doesn't make it usser. It makes it usser if there's no reason, it's a stupid, silly thing, and we want to nib it. But here we're doing it because there's a good reason. It's considered a universal sign of respect. What? No. We're talking about shooting up the gun. Now, as far as flowers are concerned, remember in the States, we always found a very strange. But the Goyim do it. So Abadi says, what? That's what Abadi says. Now he says, not only is it not a problem because it's a sign of respect to beautify the Keter, he says, secondly, he says, we know they used to bring flowers. Mentioned the Gemara, they would bring flowers. He says the reason is because they didn't have chillers. And the body would begin to grow, they could fall from the floor, accept the flower, and cover the body until they have a good sight. But it's brought in the Gemara, it's a very old Jewish custom. So he says, even those who are very, very strict, he says, but it's an old Jewish custom. But certainly, if we do it for a positive reason, it doesn't become us because we're going there. Right. That, there's a lot of truth in what you say. But you thought maybe points this out. There's a lot of things we started to put from us. And we forgot it. And that goes. Shalai, understanding, exactly. And the answer would be, okay, so the traditional answer would be that standing is a moment of silence and respect. It's not the Chukutei Lekeder. First of all, there's nothing uniquely Christian or Avodah Zorah-like in standing in silence. Are you going to say because the Goyim do it? The Goyim do it out of respect. We do it also out of respect. Okay? I, the Haredim, so now you have a claim that Jews have other ways of expressing it. That might be true. But the pasuk says, Vayidolara, it says that, oh, they're silent now. I don't know what it means from Sami, they complain, and it's, I don't know how much we push the pasuk. You know, this is not written on the son's side, but you mean silent. But it doesn't, but the fact of the matter is, maybe argue many posts, there's no sir in doing something that makes sense, that universally we expect. And accept is a sign of respect. Now I should point out there is a shita of the Vilna Gaon. We mentioned it, there's a very strict of the Vilna Gaon. And he seems to believe that if the Goyim do it, it's us. Okay, now that it's gotta be have limits because as they pointed out, it's not we can doubt because it's stated. It would only work if we did it first. We did the Bemitz and we did it first, and the Vilna Gaon would object. It gets very, very tricky with the Vilna Gaon. But it's clear that the Vilna Gaon, we don't we don't ask them like that on the phone. It's very good that we don't ask them. Again, that's when the question of Thanksgiving comes up. Everybody says, "B'chukotayim lo teilechu." And the answer is, "What do you mean, b'chukotayim lo teilechu? They don't do it because it's a Christian obligation to eat turkey. They do it as a day of Thanksgiving. It's a wonderful idea. Let's do it too. I Jews have other holidays. I Jews have other holidays. We have Sukkot every day, Thanksgiving. We have on Labor Day and President's Day. That's interesting. That they don't have, you know what? Confession in front of them. That's a very foreign. A vidui is not foreign to you. No, a vidui to a rabbi is.
This
person comes to a rabbi and asks him for permission. That's. But.
Yeah.
basically
ועוד שבתחילת הכנסת העוגה בבית הכנסת על ידי המערסים
when these destroyers introduced the organ into the synagogue
בעותה כוונתם הזדונית לחכות מנהגי האום they are attempting to copy Christian form of prayer ולהידמות להם בכל דבר ולא זו דבר עשו, they did not only this אלא גם חילו את השבת בפרהסיה התירו אכילת לבלות וטריפות ומחקו מסדרי התפילות כל זכר לשיבת ציון they did away with all Zionist references ובסדר עבודי ירושלים אלא בסדר עבודי עבודי ג'רוזלם ואמנם יש מקום ואמנם יש מקום לחשוש למה שכתב אדון רב דוד צבי הופמן במלאם אל האויל הנער, and that is, we start response, שיש גם איסו משום חיקוי אפיקורסים, there's also a problem of mimicking the אפיקורסים, okay? Now, the Gemara, the Gemara, he's not going to bring the Gemara that deals with the אפיקורסים used to make a hole in for shchita, when they would shech the animals, they would make the hole for the blood to drain, and they would do it in the city square, and that was also a part of the Avodah Zarah. Okay? And that's when first left the side. The Moshe of the Mishnah chulin tatamalef, avot osei guma betoch beito. You're allowed to make a hole in your home for the blood or for whatever refuse to ובשוק לא יעשה גם, but he shouldn't make such holes in the shuk שלא יחק כקבינת הפעל במינים וכעבודה שיחזיק ידיהם בחוקותיהם יחקר לשם חול. The fall of their ordinances, they used to have an ordinance that you had to make it for the sacrifices for the other reserve, for the blood to drain. ובבריית שם בשוק לא יעשה כן משום שנמר בחוקותיהם לא תהיה. ואם עשה כן צריך, if a person did do such a thing, then you have to check after it. ואף ששם איסו לפי שיש בו ספק עבוד הזרה, כמו שכתב רשי במשנה. That Rashi explained, because it looks like עבוד הזרה. ותאם הדגומה משום שחוק הצדוקים לעבוד הזרה. מכל מקום, יש בו משום חיזוק למעושים, right? It strengthens the hands of those who want to destroy, שהם היו הראשונים מעניק מן הקדש זה שחגיגת בת מצווה, כמו שכתב במורם הדבר. So therefore one would argue that making a bat mitzvah is also strengthening their hand because they were the first to make a bat mitzvah. וזהו באמת טעם, that's a good reason he says, שלא לחוק גיבת מצווה בבית הכנסת. Now we understand, now he's explaining why, what is his objection in the shul. Because in the shul where it becomes part of the ceremonial service, this in fact strengthens the hands of the reform, the conservatives. Okay? נוסף על הטעם שכתב אדון על משה פיינשטיין, בסייף לדגלות, דגלות שם. Okay, let's skip down to the next part. כל הנעל כתבתי בבירורה של הלכה זו. All this I wrote to clarify this. ולמעשה הדבר תלוי בכוונת הרוצים לחדש מהזה שחגיגת המצווה. All depends on your motivation. אם הם מתכוונים לשם מצווה, אז חלילה, או חלילה לשם חיקוי המינים, if they're doing it, whether they're doing it for a mitzvah, or perish the thought, to copy the Christians. אמנם לא נעלם ממני שיש בין היראים חוסרים המחנים. I'm fully aware that amongst the parade of the right-wingers, he says, are those who forbid. She'inam samim lev b'shelot shel minhagim datiyim b'shikul ha-megirah. When it comes to custom, he says, they don't allow the introduction of any logic. Va'af einam nakim datam l'derum l'chem. He's not even really interested in halakha clarifications. He says, what I do, don't confuse me with logic or halakha denial. אלא דנים עליהם אפי רגשות עלי גובה. They only judge it based on what their heart feels, ועלי ליהודי את הג'ושה.
הדבק במסל התאורים המורים.
איזה פעם אנחנו עוד בפורס אבסט?
נרתע מכל שינוי שהוא בנוהג הדתי, they are hesitant to introduce any changes in religious practice. To them, עליהם יש להנדץ מה שכתב הרמב"ם בפרשו המשנה. To them, I says, these Jews, are Jews with all their hearts, but not with their heads. He says, to these Jews who are zealous about changing anything, they're introducing any innovations in Judaism, to them, I say, quote the following Mishnah in Yiddin, ואלו דברים אמרו גם משפטני גם משלם. Mishnah there lists all sorts of things, which are not perfectly about it, but the rabbis say you should do because of that Mishnah. Should be used. For instance, when a Kohen gets first Aliyah, even though it's really the Kohen Kohen, she says, what? I'm not a Kohen Kohen. And the Bible will be, who's the greater Kohen Kohen? Who says to be the greater Kohen Kohen? Well, that's why the rabbi is Bishop Darke Shalom. That's why the rabbi of the community with the scholars
in the same shaman, he says, the rabbi has to evaluate whether it's wise or not
just the, you know, if the rabbi is not happy, this is a situation, I think you get a feeling that the Sfidi Eish is aware that, that this is a very tough issue that is tearing certain things apart. It's an issue in which the right wingers don't want to allow any innovation. The left wingers who want to introduce this innovation feel that it's fundamental to the education and the future of their daughters. And it's the community part. So the first thing that the Sfidi Eish argues is on the halakhic merits. Is that the innovation, the, as far as the people paying, it's not a problem, because the motivation is not to copy the world, but rather the motivation is to do something of value. Second of all, as far as the fact that it's an innovation, is that there was no need for it. In our generation, there isn't a good need for the argument. And says, and thirdly, he says, this is not an issue for which you should split the community apart. Okay? And it gives you a very reasonable show of let it ride, let it slide. Don't make a fundamental issue. And let time be the best judgment. Now, you can see that this particular tshuva, what's called means changing it in its appropriate formulation to the new case would be invoked in the discussion of women's prayer groups, or would be invoked in any in a question of women learning Torah, women coming with Mawatana, in any major innovation. What? Anyway, what? No, the question is, you have to argue, as he does, you argue first the halakhic issues. And then you have to deal with the question is, are we, on the one hand, we're shaking up the system. That would be aware. Innovation, every innovation, major innovation, is shakes up the system. The question is, what is lost and what is gained? And if can the rabbi stay in control of the community and direct it to a positive direction? Sfidi Eish felt it could be done, and but this is a very, very important thing. What is it? What? No. I have it written down here somewhere. I know. Mutatis mutandis. That's right. Okay. Anyway, all right. Next week we're going to read a nice tshuva by about Yosef. Yes, you can either say this or learn it.